Good morning and welcome to this last retreat in the series of looking at the Psalms, and today particularly thinking of Psalms of Pilgrimage. I've long had a love of walking, and over the years I've walked most of the footpaths of Kent. I also spend my annual retreat at the Society of Mary and Martha Sheldon in Devon. This gives me the opportunity to take time to walk Dartmoor. Also, every year I head off to the Lake District for some time walking the Fells. All of this experience of walking has generally been in a circle, essentially setting off from one place and returning to that same place because that happens to be where the car is parked. However, I long held the desire to set off on a walk that was about a journey. And a destination that involves starting in one place and ending in another. A journey that would take place over many days and not just a day out in the countryside. A journey that would mean encountering changing landscapes and experiences. A journey on which I would only carry the bare minimum required in my rucksack. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to take such a journey and backpacked what is known as the Devon Coast to Coast. I found the experience enlightening in a way that I had not come across before on my walking adventures, from the planning to the setting out, the daily observations and stopping points to the elation of the finish. It was a walk of just under 120 miles, so not that long in reality, but it was the experience that struck me as being quite different. Ultimately, it set me off in the direction of a far more challenging and engaging walk, not a walk at all, but a pilgrimage. For some years I had heard the occasional mention of the Camino de Santiago, or Way of St. James, an ancient pilgrimage route stretching from the French Pyrenees to the city of Santiago in northwest Spain. With my experience across Devon fresh in my mind, I decided that I was going to walk that pilgrimage route. In April 2019, I set off with a one-way flight to southern France and a rucksack packed with the barest essentials and no idea where I would spend each night of the pilgrimage. 4 weeks later, I arrived in the city of Santiago, having experienced every possible type of weather, bunkhouse accommodation from the most basic upwards, pilgrim meals that were cheap, simple and a bit repetitive. Thankfully, I only suffered one blister. Other pilgrims were not so lucky. I had met people from many different countries, all walking for different reasons, some religious, some re-evaluating their lives, but many for mental health reasons. Having reached the Holy Grail of Santiago, the one thing that was clear to me was that I didn't want this experience to end. It felt too profound. And it didn't end as I put my boots back on and spent another week walking to the coast at Finisterre and then on to Murcia. A priest that I met along the way advised me not to think of your Camino ending, only changing direction. Many pilgrims have been inspired to walk the Way of St. James by the film The Way, starring Martin Sheen. The film does a reasonable job of getting beneath the essence of pilgrimage, and I have to admit that I've watched it many times. A piece of script from one of the characters that particularly resonates with me was when he said this: "Armies march to war, but pilgrims march to a new kind of peace." A new kind of peace. That feels like Kingdom of God stuff to me. I love the idea of pilgrims across the world and across the ages joining in a journey that has at its heart something bigger than we can imagine. What has this to do with the Psalms, the subject matter of this January retreat programme from St. Augustine's College of Theology? Instantly, our minds might be drawn to Psalm 84, which speaks of a journey to the house of the Lord. It says, starting at verse 5, it says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favour on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Aren't those words just mesmerising? Blessed are those whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. A journey, a pilgrimage that is for and with and in the direction of the God of all creation. This has to be marching to a new kind of peace that transcends the struggles of life. But there is more if we turn to the later Psalms called the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134, Psalms that were sung by people on the move, people heading to the holy city of Jerusalem, the dwelling place of the Lord, heading to their spiritual home at poignant times in the lives of a people who knew only too well such struggles and yet placed every ounce of their being into trusting the God who had given them so much. Such times would have been the Feast of the Tabernacles, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Passover, and possibly even in return from exile. As they journeyed, so they sang their songs. Words, for example, we know well from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. There is so much to be found in these words that carry us through the struggles of life, not least in these times that we currently experience, where all the fixed points we rely on have been taken from us. Our direction of travel seems so uncertain. I am transported back to the Camino and the moments of struggle for many on the same path. Things they had endured or experienced in life now laid bare on a winding track through the dirt. And yet moments of joy from the encouragement of other pilgrims, the fellowship on the road, a meal and a bed, and kindness at the end of a long day. But most of all, something that was very much imprinted on my mind that came after about 3 weeks. The climb up to the high point called the Cruz de Ferro, the Cross of Iron. A simple cross on a mountain top with a pile of stones at its foot, where pilgrim after pilgrim over countless years have laid a stone. Many will have said these words as they did so. Lord, may this stone, a symbol of my efforts on the pilgrimage that I lay at the foot of the cross, weigh the balance in favour of my good deeds some day when the deeds of my life are judged. Let it be so. Words that say much about that march to a new kind of peace where burdens are laid down and we are reborn into the dwelling place of the Lord. For me, the journey, the pilgrimage to this glorious destination, this march to a new kind of peace, has underneath it a sense of longing. Each step that is taken is filled with that longing. A longing that helps me step out of myself and into the dwelling place of the Lord. A longing that those people centuries ago must have felt as they sung their songs as they walked. The tune may be different in today's world, but the longing is the same. In the words of Psalm 130, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord, more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Amen.